Christian's last name is Ian. I'm sorry, E as in Edward L.L. Again, E.L.L. is the last name. First name is Douglas. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is April 2, 1958. And this river referring physician is D. Peter Wong. This river, dear Dr. Wong, I have the pleasure to see Douglas today for initial evaluation for sleep apnea. Next river, she complained of obstructive sleep apnea. Next river, history present in this patient is a 65-year-old male coma. The chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First river, patient was diagnosed with sleep apnea based on a sleep study about 8 to 9 years ago. First river, patient has been using the CPAP machine consistently. First river, patient tolerated quite well. First river, a patient now would like to request for a new CPAP machine. First up, a patient is complying to the CPAP machine or CPAP therapy. Next number, past medical history, diabetes. Past medical history, obstructive sleep apnea. Next number, past surgical history, left knee surgery, right knee surgery. Next number, cholecystectomy. Next number, co-medication. Atorvastatin, next number, lisinopril, next number, allergies, no known drug allergies, next number, sexual history. Patients married with 2 children. First up, patient does not smoke. First up, patient quit smoking 40 years ago. First up, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next number, family history. There is no family history of similar medical condition. Next number, review system. Patient's tingling numbness in the feet. First up, next number, impression. Obstructive sleep apnea. First up, patient's diagnosed with sleep apnea 8 to 9 years ago. A patient is complying to the CPAP machine. First up, a patient feels refreshed and awake and alert. First up, a patient would like to obtain a new CPAP machine. First up, this rural condition. Explain to the patient the above diagnosis. Next summer, we'll prescribe the patient a new CPAP machine. First up, we'll also obtain a sleep study done to definitively evaluate for the adequate CPAP settings. So first time, next summer, explain to the patient the correct usage of CPAP machine. First time, we'll follow the patient after the sleep study. Next over, next paragraph, next patient. Next patient is N-E-K-B as in boy, E-E-N. Again, N-E-K-B-E-E-N. First name is A, Z as in zebra, I-Z-A. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is December 15, 1943. Next referring physician is, A dot. S-H-R-I, V as in Victor, A-S-T-A, V as in Victor, A, M-D. She's in Tibercio Clinic, T-I-B-U-R-C-I-O, Tibercio Clinic. And next, we have a chief complaint of memory loss. Next, we have history of present during this patient. It's a 79-year-old female coma. Chief complaint of memory loss. And for some, majority of the history is provided by the daughter. For some, according to the daughter, coma patient has been having memory loss for a few years. So for some, however, memory loss is progressively getting worse since the COVID. For some, patient severe short-term memory loss. So for some, the COVID really affected her memory. For some, and now she does not remember names. So for some, she will forget what she says. So for some, patients also have loss of vision because of the COVID. First up, a patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. First up, denies any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes. Next paragraph of past medical history, history of COVID infection causing loss of vision, according to the daughter. Next number, high blood pressure. Next number, current medication. She says she's not taking any medication. Next number, allergies and unknown drug allergies. Next number, social history. Patient's widow. Patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next number, family history. There's no family history of similar medical condition. Please to review system. Please do not put a review system. Next number, neurologic examination. Mental status examination. Patient. Does not know the year. First up, patient does not know the month. First up, patient does not know the day. First up, patient does not know the city. First up, patient does not know the state. Patient does not know the name of the president. First up, next impression. Alzheimer's disease advanced. First up, impression. A patient that is disoriented. Patient is disoriented to time, date, and situation. First up, patient does not know the year, month, and date. First up, next river, possible depression. First up, according to the daughter, comma, patient seemed to be very depressed. First up, she's depressed since she lost her vision from COVID. infection, first up, but this is all according to the daughter, first up, she lost her vision from COVID. An X-ray impression number three, a CT scan shows that she has a large calcified meningioma, first up. This for recommendation, explain the patient about diagnosis. Next up, I will start a patient on Zoloft, 25 milligrams, 1 POQHS, a comment to see if that would help some of the depression symptoms and mood symptoms, first up. And next up, once she's stabilizing Zoloft, and I will start her on Memantine for her memory loss, first up. I will also obtain an EEG study for step and next number. Explain to patient common side effects from the medication. Explain to patient, let me know immediately if she developed any side effects from the medication for step. And so with that, this marks next patient. Next patient, last name is Flores, F as in Frank. I'm sorry, Flores is F as in Frank, L-O-R-E-S. Again, F-L-O-R-E-S. First name is Ajit, A-J-I-T, A-J-I-T. Date of birth is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is October 27, 1961. Next, our referring physician is Dr. Chief complaint is. Our referring physician is BACH. Again, BACH. The address is 39500 Liberty Street in Fremont, California, 94538. Their phone number is 510-770-8040. That's the phone number. Next up, I have a chief complaint of sleep apnea. Next up, this request in the administration is a 61-year-old female, chief complaint of obstructive sleep apnea. First up, according to patient, the patient was previously diagnosed with sleep apnea many years ago. First up, a patient, however, is currently not using the CPAP machine. First up, a patient tells me that she usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First up, takes the patient about 20 to 30 minutes to fall asleep. Patient severely loud snoring. First up, patient also witnessed muscles of bleeding during sleep. First up, patient's frequent gasping air sound and choking during sleep. First up, patient wakes up at 7 a.m. First up, her sleep is now restorative. First up, patient wakes up with a dry mouth, choking and gasping. First up, patient also drooling on the pillow. First up, patient has also the excessive daytime sleepiness and fatigue. The first step of also significant excessive daytime sleepiness. The first step she frequently becomes drowsy when she's sitting, reading, watching television. A patient wakes up 3 to 4 times a night. First time, Mr. Request, medical history, diabetes. Next number, obstructive sleep apnea. Next number, high cholesterol and high blood pressure. Next number, current medication. Patient did not provide a list of her medications. Allergies. Patient's allergic to erythromycin and Vicodin. Next one, social history. Patient's divorced. Patient's a healthcare medical assistant. Patient does not smoke. Patient quit smoking 3 years ago. Patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. Father passed away from heart disease and diabetes. Mother have a pacemaker and kidney failure. Please do not put a review system. This written impression. Patient has a snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, overweight, These are all common signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. We schedule a patient for an overnight by some McAfee study. Please go up to the top of the note. Please go up to the top of the note. The primary care doctor is S-H-R-E-E-D-E-V as in Victor I. Last name is A-Y-A-L-E. Again, A-Y-A-L-E. That's the name of the doctor. Please put that on top of the note. Next patient. Last name is A-M-J-A-D. First name is A-Q. Eela. Date of visit is September 1, 2023. Date of birth is April 16, 1946. Next to paragraph, referring physician is referring physician is Dr. Zafer. Z is in zebra. A F E R. Next to dear Dr. Zafer, up to pleasure to see A Q E E L A today. For a sleep disorder, first up. Major of the history is provided by the daughter, first up. A history present in this. According to the daughter, comma, patient has difficulty to sleep, first up. Patient has sleep maintenance difficulties as well. First up, patient has difficulty to fall asleep, first up. It may take a patient 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep, first up. Patient has mind racing thoughts, first up. A patient has taken Xanax before, first up. Patient also taking Zoloft, comma, for depression and anxiety, first up. A patient also has numbness in the arms bilaterally, first up. A patient tells me that she's numb from the shoulder all the way down to the palm, first up. Denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia, first up. Patient usually go to bed at midnight. Takes the patient about 2 hours to fall asleep. Our first time patient does have some noise. Patient sleep is non-restorative. Our first time is worth past medical history. Past medical history, high blood pressure. Next paragraph, past surgical history, hiatal hernia surgery. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient did not listen. Allergies, don't know drug allergies, current medication. The daughter did not provide a list of medications. Next step, allergies, don't know drug allergies, thanks for social history. Patient is married. Patient is a housewife. First, the patient does not smoke. A patient does not drink alcohol. Patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. Patient did not list any family history. Next for review system, patient has muscle pain, cramps, numbness, and joint pain. First up, next for impression. Chronic insomnia, first up. It takes the patient 2 to 3 hours to fall asleep. First up, patient has mind-racing thoughts. First up, but the patient likely have insomnia due to underlying psychiatrical illness, including depression and anxiety. First up, explain to your daughter that depression and anxiety are very common causes for chronic insomnia symptoms. So first up, impression number two, arm numbness and tingling bilaterally. First up, a differential diagnosis will include cervical radiculopathy, carpal tunnel syndrome, and compressive neuropathy. First up, next recommendation, patient's Zoloft 50 milligrams once a night. First up, next summer, I'll also add Trazodone 50 milligrams once a night, comma, for insomnia symptoms. First up, explain to patient the common side effects of the Trazodone. First up, explain to him the Trazodone is for insomnia symptoms. First up, an observer will also schedule a vision and sleep study, comma, to definitively evaluate for sleep disorders. An observer will also schedule a vision for an EMG nerve conduction study for the arms, comma, to evaluate for the numbness in the arms. So first time, observer, this marks the end of the patient. Next patient. Last name is G-R-A-M-A-N-A-R-A-S. First name is INDUMATHY. Date of visit is December 7, 1943. Date of service is September 1, 2023. Next paragraph, chief complaint memory loss. Next word, history present in this patient is a 79-year-old female. Comma, chief complaint memory loss. First time, majority of the history is provided by the daughter. According to the daughter, comma, patient has been having progressive memory loss for the last 1 year or so. First up, however, it's been progressively getting worse for the last 4 to 5 months. First up, patient will forget dates. First up, patient will forget patient forget dates. First up, patient will forget names. First up, patient significant short-term memory loss. First up, patient will not remember things just told to her. First up, patient will misplace things. First up, denies any hemiparesis, hemibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysarthria, and dysphagia. First up, please call up the top and the note that referring physicians, Upama Barua, B-A-R-U-A. First name is U-P-A-M-A. Next up, next word, past medical history, none. Next word, past surgical history, hysterectomy. Next word, current medication, atorvastatin. Next number, amlodipine. Next number, hydrochlorothiazide. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Thanks for social history. Patients married with one child. First of all, patients retired. A patient does not smoke. A first of all, patient does not drink alcohol. A patient does not use illicit drugs. Next one, family history. A mother of similar medical conditions. Next one, please do not put the review system. Next one, impression. Next we have a neurologic examination, mental site examination, patient's awake and alert. The first time patient knows this is August 2023. Patient thinks this is August 2023. First up, today, patient does not know the exact date. First up, today is actually September 1, 2023. First up, patient knows her date of birth. First up, patient knows her name. First up, patient does not know the name of the president of the United States. First up, patient does not know the next holiday. First up, she knows she knows the prime minister in India, name, first up, she's correct in that. First up, she knows you live in Danville, California. First up, 07 is 5 out of 5. First up, this river impression, Alzheimer's disease, comma, Alzheimer's disease, comma, mild to moderate. First up, patient's a short-term memory deficit. First up, patient does not know the exact date. First up, however, her CO7 is intact. First up, she's orientated to the situation. First up, she's oriented to her location. First up, a patient also know the name of the prime minister in India. First up, she does not know the name of the president of the United States. First up, next vertebra, next vertebra condition explained to patient and the daughter of the above diagnosis. Next up, I will obtain a brain MRI camera to definitively evaluate for structural lesions and also to evaluate them well for multi-infarct dementia. Next up, I will also add memantine 10 milligrams once a day. First up, explain to patient common side effects of the medication. First up, next up, I'll follow up with the patient after the brain MRI first. Next, but this marks the end of the patient.